Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Lori Cardwell started Lori Cardwell Photography. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
Lori, it's so great to have you on Local Matters. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me on today, Mel. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to learn more about the behind the scenes of your photography business because you do amazing work. You're great at capturing the spirit of whomever you're taking a picture of. Tell us a little bit about your photography business and really what makes it different from other photographers.
Yeah, thanks. So my photography business, I focus on portrait photography. So as contemporary portraits for individuals, families, and as well as business branding and corporate headshots. The way that I start out my process is having a consultation with each person before the session so that I get to learn more about who they are and, you know, whether it's for the images are for themselves or for their business. I really want to learn a little bit more about each person before we have them into the studio or before I put a camera in front of their face. So it just really helps to get to know them.
Let me do something real quick. Do you have the microphone around your neck?
Yes.
Okay. I think your shirt is covering it up because it got a little muffled.
Oh no. Okay. Or maybe
there we go.
Is that better?
That's much clearer. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to start that again because I was trying to figure out if it was on my end or if it was on your end, but you sound much clearer now.
Okay.
So I'm glad we figured this out now and not.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You gave a great answer. So just give, you know, the same version of it again. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lori, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us on Local Matters. Your photography is just, it's different, right? You really capture the spirit of whomever you're taking a picture of. And I'm excited to learn more about behind the scenes and how you do things.
Yes, thanks so much. I am a portrait photographer and I focus on contemporary portraits for individuals, families, as well as business branding and corporate headshots for larger organizations. And I start each session or process with a consultation so I can get to know the person before they are in front of my camera. So whether it's for your business or for yourself, you know, I really like to just hear a little bit of background about each person, you know, what industry they're in, how they want to use the photos, whether it's for artwork, custom artwork for their walls and their home, or if they need branding photos for their social media or their website. And, you know, I customize each session based off those needs. So that's really important. That's the first step. It's the important part to kind of jump off the whole process. I have a amazing professional hair and makeup artist that I work with that can help, you know, just kind of put each person at ease before the session, because that's the most stressful part I feel is, what do I wear? How am I going to get ready? So I try to take care of all those details for each person and really make it a fun experience, because so many people dread having their photos taken, right? So
well, and I feel like when we were little, you know, your photo was taken, you know, for your church directory, mm-hmm. right? And getting your hair done, getting your makeup done, you know, that was luxury, right? That was glamour shots back in the day. And so knowing that those privileges really are more accessible, I think it must really just kind of put people at ease and give them a better session.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that just sets the whole tone for the rest of the session, because if you're more at ease, then you're going to look more at ease in your photos. And, you know, it's less assembly line. And I know, you know, hair and makeup, it has that kind of association with the old glamour shots, but it's really to help you just feel polished and still look yourself and just be camera ready.
Now, not everyone has a great smile on command. Do you have any tips for us for how we can practice making sure that we are giving the look that we want to?
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually starts before your session, I suggest that people look in the mirror and practice your smile, because that can really, it can help you train yourself, I guess, on how, what type of smile do you want? Do you want to be a little bit more serious? Do you want to look more friendly or approachable? So I work with you on that, and we start from that consultation, learning what kind of style you want. Once you're in front of me, you know, of course, that could all go out the window. Me, you might forget, and I definitely help people kind of get back into that mode and remember what type of smile you want. And I always try to tell people like to relax in between photos, because we take, you know, so many photos, so many different looks, poses, it's all fully directed by me. And so when we're in between shots, I have to remember people, or remember to tell people, stop smiling, because you don't want to get tired of smiling, because then you'll have that fake smile on your face. And we definitely don't want to capture that. I have corny jokes I always like to share that gets that natural laugh out of people. And another little tip is, if you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth when you're smiling, that will help keep a natural looking smile, so that you're not like cheese. You know, when people say cheese, that's a forced smile look. You don't want that. So if you keep your tongue to the roof of your mouth, that'll help you from over smiling.
That is a great tip. I'm going to try to teach my 7-year-old that.
Yes,
yes. She's the quintessential say cheese. I'm going to over smile. You can't see my eyes anymore. Right. Lift my nose up so you can see my boogers kind of smile pose, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lori, your eyes light up when you're talking about this. You can tell that you're really, really passionate about giving people a great experience. Is photography something you've always wanted to do, or what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I wanted to be so many things when I grew up, but, you know, I always knew that I wanted to do something creative. When I was in kindergarten, we actually put a drawing in a time capsule, and we had the teacher right next to it what we wanted to be. Mine said, I want to be an artist. And so I was not a good drawer. My portrait of myself was terrible, but I knew that I wanted to do something creative. I knew that I wanted to be an artist, and this is just kind of the medium that it came out in. You know, growing up, I was always do like photo sessions with my friends with like the little disposable camera, and I ended up going to school for business. And you know, 15 years later, I was working in corporate America doing various things, you know, helping businesses through managing the office and pretty much any task imaginable, as well as marketing. And I had aspects of photography in that. And I decided this is what I want to do, is focus on portraits and helping people feel confident in front of the camera. And, you know, realizing how important those images are, like not even just now, like 20 years from now, having that documentation of yourself for your family is just so important.
Well, and I think sometimes we forget that too. You know, we get busy, everything's digital these days. You know, we don't run to Walgreens or Target to get our printed photos, you know, from our roll of film we turned in. And I think it's really important that we remember that, hey, we need to print these out and put them on the wall, or absolutely, put them in a book. And now we do have a better chance of making ourselves look good. And I wanted to ask you, Lori, you mentioned, you know, working in corporate for a long time before you jumped into your photography business. What was that leap like for you? Was it scary? Were you perfectly confident? What was going through your mind when you made that decision to be a business owner?
Oh, I was terrified. But I knew that because it scared me, I knew that that was something that I needed to do. I didn't want to look back and regret it. You know, I wanted to definitely make that impact and help individuals and help other people. So it was terrifying, and it took me about a year of just thinking about it to actually do it.
What motivates you to keep doing what you're doing now?
Everybody that I meet, it's amazing. I love meeting so many unique stories and backgrounds, and just the reasons behind the photos for each person that I meet is just amazing. And that's really what keeps me inspired and keeps me going, is seeing all those obstacles that other people are overcoming and telling those stories through the images, no matter what it might be. You know, had a consultation with a lady that she made some lifestyle changes, you know, her through faith and through, you know, working out and job changes and so many other mental changes. And she was like, I'm finally in a place right now that I am happy with myself. I love myself and I want to document this. And, you know, just that's just so powerful. And then, you know, others that want to document their families for, you know, before they, all the kids move out, or, you know, somebody that's starting their own business and really wants to convey who they are and what they stand for to their ideal clients. I mean, it's just like the wide range of people and stories that I meet is just amazing. And I love it.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Lori has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters. Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com, where you'll find our members that are business owners who want you to know that they live here, work here, and play here. They're the business owners donating food to shelters, sponsoring the Little League teams, and employing hundreds of thousands of people in our state. Every business on IndianaOwned.com falls into one of two categories. They're either an original, meaning the company is Indiana-owned and operated, headquartered here, and not part of an out-of-state chain, or they are a franchise friend, meaning the franchise is Indiana-owned and operated, the owner lives here in Indiana, and is engaged in our community. When you see the Indiana-owned badge, you know you are supporting a local business. And we like to make shopping simple for you as well at our sister company, Indiana.Gifts. Every product you see on there, from the coffee mug to the scarf to the candle, is made by an Indiana-owned company. Take your picks. Send a gift to yourself or send it to a friend and know that you are supporting local along the way. And we want to thank you for supporting local too. Use the discount code LOVELOCAL at checkout and we'll give you 10% off just to say thank you. We've been chatting with Lori Cardwell of Lori Cardwell Photography, who started her business in 2018. Lori, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
That's a great question. There's so many things that are challenging as a business owner. As I know, everybody knows that is also one. But I think the hardest part starting out being a business owner is wearing all of the different hats. Because, you know, not only are you trying to get your clients and give them an amazing experience, but you're doing, you know, marketing, you're doing accounting, you're doing admin, you're doing everything, at least at first. And so the hardest part was learning what I needed to do and what I needed to outsource so that I can still give my clients an amazing experience without being overwhelmed and just bogged down with all of the tasks that go into it.
Is there something you would do differently knowing what you know now?
Oh, that's tough. I feel like there are probably things that I would do a little differently. I would get a mentor a little sooner. But I feel like the path that I did led me to here. So I don't know if I would necessarily change anything, but, that's a good question. I probably just definitely get a mentor a little sooner, because having somebody that you can see their best practices and learn from and put your own unique twist on it. Once I did that, it mentally changed me significantly in my business.
Talk about that a little bit, because I think oftentimes business owners see each other as competition, but they don't understand the collaboration potential, or, you know, asking mm-hmm. someone for advice or informational interviews. Talk about how you went about getting a mentor, or how did that idea even come to you?
Yeah. So I was watching a lot of like education things, just trying to figure out what my style was and what I wanted to focus on. Because I actually started out doing lifestyle portraits for families, and I morphed into the full service experience because I saw the need for people, you know, to feel more relaxed in front of the camera, and for the moms and women in general to have that experience of relaxation before the session. So I went through and I found other photographers that did that kind of service. And I found this amazing mentor, she's Sue Bryce. And I started following all of her education stuff. And I found a local photographer here that follows her style as well. We met over coffee and, really built a friendship. And, you know, we've exchanged photos, and it really is a more collaborative effort. And I know that there are so many people in whatever industry that you're in, you view the other person as competition. But I think that there's room for everyone, and everyone has their own unique service that they provide. So while, you know, you might not be right for X person, they might be right for you, your competitor, and having that even referral store or is that adds to your benefit.
That's such a good reminder. I think sometimes we lose sight of that pretty easily. Mm-hmm. Lori, what's been the most rewarding part about being a business owner?
It's just rewarding to me to see somebody sharing those images and it really benefiting them, with whether it's with their family or their business. And you know, just seeing people transform and start looking at themselves differently and appreciate themselves more and doing, you know, that whole self-care act. I feel like that seeing people realize that they are worth it. They are special. They are beautiful. I mean, it's the theme, that transformation. I just love it.
What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
I would say definitely get a mentor. Be patient with yourself. Understand that, you know, not everything's going to happen overnight. And yeah, just give yourself grace and time and keep at it. Just because something doesn't work immediately, it doesn't mean that it's a failure. It's just a learning experience.
Well, isn't that so true that we put so much pressure on ourselves as business owners where, you know, we do this and we want the overnight success.
Yeah.
But businesses, I mean, they're around for decades sometimes before we hear about them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It takes time to, you know, build that like following or just to get traction and, you know, just be patient and give yourself time and grace.
I might need some tips on that time and grace stuff.
It's hard. It's hard. When you're Lori, it's definitely hard.
Yeah, definitely. It's not on my list of strengths. We'll put it that way. Lori, why does supporting local and being known as Indiana owned matter to you?
Supporting local, I feel, is so important. I mean, putting your attention and money and time into local, it, you know, it really helps communities grow together and to, you know, get to know each other better and to help create jobs for your friends, your family, your community. I mean, supporting a one-of-a-kind business locally, there's nothing better than that.
Lori, besides IndianaOwned.com, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
You can find me at LoriCardwell.com and you can email me at LoriCardwell@Outlook.com.
I love it. I love it. Do you have anything special coming up? Any events or any specials you're running that we should know about?
So I'm actually running a special project right now. The whole year is called the 40 over 40 experience, which I'm looking for individuals over the age of 40 that want a one-of-kind photo shoot experience. It has, you know, the full consultation, hair and makeup, photo session, and image selection process included, to really change the way that people look at aging and how people over the age of 40 are portrayed in media and photos.
So, wow, that sounds so exciting. I can't wait to explore that more. Lori Cardwell, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thanks so much for having me.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana.Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOwned.com. And if you're an Indiana business owner, join our community at IndianaOwned.com/apply. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Find local now at IndianaOwned.com.